At Deep Meadow Correctional Center, inmates gather in a multi-purpose room for their weekly wellness class. Registered nurse Diane Stone gets things started.
Who would like to volunteer what they did for their action plan and if it was accomplished, partially accomplished, or if you changed it to something else?
I guess I'll start.
My
action plan was to try to incorporate more back stretches into my workout.
Developing weekly goals to improve physical and psychological health is an important part of this program. Some pledged to be more productive and cut out foul language. Others committed to drinking more water and increasing exercise. If a goal wasn't fully achieved, fellow students offer suggestions for doing better, and some shared success.
My action plan was to walk for 5 days for an hour, Monday through Friday. I exceeded it. On two of them days, I walked an extra 15 minutes. I think it was Wednesday and Friday.
Wow.
Based on practices developed at Stanford University and now taught all over the world, the six-week program helps empower people with heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, and other chronic illnesses. Using the book, Living a Healthy Life with Chronic Conditions, participants start to take charge of their own health. They learn how to understand symptoms and how diet and exercise can reduce pain and fatigue. Stone says the action plan is a big part of self-management.
They set their own goals, and an action plan would be something that they would use to break down the goal into achievable steps. And there's a definite process in doing the action plan. It is one of the very important aspects of the program, along with decision making and problem solving.
Last week, we were asked to bring some labels from home, so we do have some here.
Part of today's workshop covers healthy eating, not easy to do inside a prison where there's limited choices and a lot of processed food.
Okay, turn to page 184.
Co-teacher and registered nurse Gwen Fulmore guides the group as they look at food labels. They study calories, fat, and sodium for chocolate kisses, cheesy refried beans, and barbecue-flavored chips.
So with the saturated,
worse? Yes.
Okay. They also take up another issue related to chronic conditions, depression.
So depression can affect fatigue, right? It can affect sleep. It can affect pain. So it can affect many of the different symptoms on the cycle.
The group brainstorms symptoms and comes up with solutions.
Okay, and you had something?
Talk to someone.
Man, no. This is good word of the self-pity.
Eliminate the negative.
Get rid of the self-pity. Is that what you said? Okay, get rid of the self-pity.
Others suggest meditation, counseling, and acts of kindness.
Do something nice for somebody else.
My name is Devon Branham. I am an inmate in the Meadows Correctional Center.
31-year-old Branham has chronic back pain he's trying to address, but he also signed up for the class because of his family's medical history.
My mother, she passed away from stomach cancer a few months ago. And I was really interested in wanting to know how to not only deal with these problems, but prevent, further injuries or harm, to myself, maybe that might come in the future, or family members. Maybe I can help in any way, I just wanted to be a service, not only to myself, but to others around me.
My name is Christopher Williams. I'm a Richmond native, and I, like Mr. Branham over here, I took this class I have arthritis, but also my mom passed away of breast cancer, and cancer runs pretty deep in my family, along with other diseases like high cholesterol and stuff like that. So personal education, and also be able to educate my family members when I get around them as to what to look out for and also how to prevent them.
Inmates say they're learning practical things, like exercises to build strength and foods that reduce inflammation and cholesterol. But the trust that's built and supportive environment are also beneficial, says Williams.
A lot of the people in here, though, too, you look around and it's not your average, I would say, inmate that's taken this class. There's a lot of helpful guys in here that have insight and are willing to share, though, too. And that's something you rarely find in here, so it's not just about the class, though, too. It's also, I feel a certain amount of, I guess you would say, camaraderie with the people that take the class along with me.
That mutual support helps feed positive thinking, which nurse Gwen Fulmore says is key to self-management.
You believing that you can, that work around your disease, whatever it is, you can succeed. You know, you can live as normal a life as possible, if there's a such thing as normal. You know, but you do the best you can with what you got.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and we will see you next week at this one.
The Wellness Program is a collaboration between the Department of Corrections and Department for Aging and Rehabilitative Services. In addition to Deep Meadow, workshops have been offered at Bland, Coffeewood, Pocahontas, and the former Powhatan Prison. With an aging prison population, where about one-third of inmates have at least one chronic condition, the state aims to reduce millions in medical costs. Outside the prison system, more than 650 wellness programs have taken place across Virginia, some in Spanish, Arabic, Chinese, and other languages. Federal support for the initiative, called You Can Live Well Virginia, runs out this year. The Virginia Division for the Aging says they're applying for more funding to continue the program. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News.